Welcome to the Holden Village Podcast. Holden is a community of education, programming, and worship located in the remote wilderness of the Cascade Mountains. These snapshots provide a glimpse into the learnings taking place in our community. Let's tune in to this week's highlight.
This is Linda Breitag, and I am sitting in the fireside of Koinonia, and I'm interviewing two lovely women, Betty Fry and Alana Hjorten. Betty was a young person at Holden Village many years ago, and you are 92, is that right?
92. On 13th, I'll be 92.
So you're 91.
Yeah.
Until the 13th.
Okay.
I think it'd be really great to start out just by, if you can just talk a little bit about, you know, about your story, and if I have little questions or... Mm-hmm.
The story of me, when the war was over on August 14th, mm-hmm. my dad, that's his birthday, mm-hmm. My sister lived up here at Lucerne. Oh. And we had just moved from California. So my dad and sisters and mother all moved up here.
Oh.
And that's how we got to Holden.
Okay.
And then my dad started work at the, you know, machinist, like I said, at the mine.
Here, okay.
Yeah, and Jack, my husband was, he wasn't my husband then, but he was discharged in Seattle mm-hmm. as out of the Navy. Mm-hmm. So he came with another miner to the mine, and okay. I was already here working in the fountain lunch.
So you came with your family.
My family.
Okay, that makes mm-hmm. sense.
She was 17. Yeah.
17, okay.
And, yeah. and then when we were here, we couldn't get a house up here mm-hmm. at Holden. We had to live down at Lucerne.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and so I came up on a bus, I guess, and came here to the mess hall.
Uh-huh.
And at that time, this old Al Crowley was in charge of the mess hall. And, all
yeah.
and he lived in the back where your registration is now.
Right.
Yeah, so I knocked at the door, and 17 years old. And he came to the door and asked me what I wanted. And I said, well, I'd like to get a job.
Mm-hmm.
And he looked at me and he said, you want a job or a position? Yeah, just like that. I said, I'm a good worker.
Yeah.
So anyway, he hired me. And then when he found out I was only 17, I had to wait until I turned 18 to really work for
him. Interesting.
But anyway, he was a hard boss to work for, but... And the wages wasn't very good, but what are you going to do?
Do you remember what they were?
About $18 and something a day.
Oh, no.
Okay.
And that $8.
Was the miners. Unless...
Oh, wait.
Oh, sorry. It was $8 a day.
What did I say?
You said 18.
Oh, no, 8. I'm sorry.
$8 a day.
Correct.
Oh.
At the miners made $8 as well.
Yeah.
Wow.
The miners, too.
Wow. And did you work, you know, 40 hours a week?
Anyway? Yeah.
Mom, tell her about the shifts. How it went, because I think there were 3 shifts a day and how it went.
Oh, well, yeah, we started, it had to be on the floor
mm-hmm.
at about 5 in the morning.
Oh.
Yeah, and the baker would send all that stuff up on the dumbbell.
Oh, there was a dumbbell?
Well, yeah.
The baker was downstairs.
Okay.
Yeah, he baked the bread. And anyway, we had to start at that time. We had to set all the mm-hmm. tables up. And then when it was time for the guys to come in, there was... 3 of us standing at different stations,
mm-hmm.
and then we'd bring all the hot line, they called
right.
it. Put it on the end of the table,
uh-huh.
and we'd stand there until they filled the plate. They'd pass it all down, 8 of them.
Right.
And by the time you turned around, all those dishes were empty.
Yeah.
And they put them back on the end of the table.
Yeah.
So,
to be refilled?
Yeah, and then we'll have to take them and refill as many times as you needed to.
Well, I can imagine. They were hungry.
We had about 6 tables each.
Yeah.
It was a lot of work. And that was first breakfast, they called it. And then they had a second breakfast.
Yeah.
We clean up, and then second breakfast come in. And then they had lunch. And then the guys we had to set up a place to make their lunches. And then had a little time in between there, and then dinner. And we never got out of there until around 7 o'clock at night from all that.
Oh, my gosh.
So then Jack came up to the mine, and of course, he was so handsome. And yeah.
And he was 19, is that right?
Yeah, he was only 19. Mm-hmm. A frisky little guy.
Older man, right?
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, we started dating then, but it was, my gosh, only a matter of months that we got married.
And then did you get married up here?
No, we got married in Wenatchee.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Wow. And your family came there. I mean, did you have other family that came or
to the wedding?
Yeah.
No, my sister, my oldest sister. Okay.
And were your parents still here?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And everybody just went down to.
Yeah.
Nice.
Then we lived down at Lucerne, mm-hmm. and waited for, you had to put your name in for a house up here.
Okay.
And so we waited until that happened. But I got pregnant with my old first daughter,
Linda.
And Linda. Mm-hmm. Then when it was time for her to be born, my mother went with me down the lake, mm-hmm. on the boat. And we stayed at the Campbell Hotel for 2 weeks.
Oh, wow.
Waiting for her to be born.
Wow.
And then when she was born, we put her in the plane and we came back.
Oh, on the plane, the mm-hmm. float plane?
Or yeah, the float plane. Ernie Gibson. Oh, wow. Was a pilot.
Wow. And did he live here or was he?
He lived in Chelan.
In Chelan. Okay.
And he would bring the charter plane.
Wow. Mm-hmm. But all your supplies and the people going in and out would be by boat?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Or barge.
Or... Well, the barge.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We would just write a list for our groceries.
Right.
And they'd take it out and then they'd fill it and bring it in, take it off the dock, brought it here to Holden. Mm-hmm. And then they delivered it in a little pickup to our house.
Oh, sweet. Yeah. Hey, and how old were you when Linda was born?
21.
Okay.
She was born about an hour after I turned 21.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. It was just bing, bing, bing with that
You
girl.
Were young. That's yeah. good. Wow, that's amazing.
And when I went in the hospital to have her, the nurse looked at me and she said, "My God, girl, what are you going to have, a peanut?" Yeah, I only weighed, oh, my gosh. Not even 125 when I carried her.
Wow, that's amazing.
So then we just merrily lived up there. And
did you move up here?
Yeah, when our name, but it was.
Was that before she was born?
Pardon?
Was
no,
before
no, it was after. We lived down there until she was about, I'd say, a year and a half, 2 years old.
Right.
We found the house up here.
Now, right. When you found it, was it already built? You just took
occupancy?
Oh, yeah.
They were all.
They were all built.
Homes were all here.
Oh, okay.
And it was whatever one came up, mm-hmm. you know, somebody left it.
Right.
Then you could either say, yeah, I'll take that, yeah. or wait for another one.
And did you purchase it then?
Yeah, I think it was $3,000.
Wow.
$3,000. Did you pay for it or did you make payments?
No, we borrowed we paid for it because mm-hmm. Jack had a friend, electrician friend, up here, mm. and he was single, and he, you know, one of these that saved his money.
Oh, nice.
So he loaned us $3,000 to buy that house.
Wow. That's amazing. Mm-hmm.
And then we just paid him back.
Right. So, wow. So it was like a town here more than a...
It was.
I mean, meaning that, you know, you didn't come up here and have a place for you so that your husband can work in the mine. It was like a town where you had to find a house and buy it that was available. And
yeah.
Wow. Okay.
But the only jobs here was the mine.
Right. Mm. Right.
You know.
Yeah. And how many miners do you remember?
Oh, my gosh. These dorms were full.
Mm. Wow.
Two men to a room.
And how many... families as opposed to single men?
Well, these houses were all up here, and the Circle was where the big shots.
Oh, the Circle was up
here. Oh, the yeah. chalets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the chalets.
Okay, that was the big shots.
They had all the dorms here, and then those houses were up there.
What did you call where you lived up there? Anything?
I can't remember a lot.
Okay.
Anyway, the houses were up there, and then after that, when we lived up here, some families were able to build some more houses.
Mm.
I don't know how many, whether there were so many, all these different rows
really?
That we lived on the top one. And
they kind of went
many,
like this.
Yeah, so many so houses on each one.
That up there.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so they actually went up, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because you can't tell now.
They were kind of in like rows.
No, you can't tell now.
Yeah.
Because we walk along there. And we'll say, my mother will say, oh, this is where Cora May lived.
Oh, nice.
And this is where my Aunt Billy lived, mm-hmm. her sister. And then we found little artifacts of our house, like handprints, you know, mm-hmm. where they put, yeah, we have a little cement thing where Linda and I have our handprints where they put the pole in for the clothesline. So we always find our house. So,
oh, my gosh. You mean that still exists now?
Yes. Your aunt, little, oh, wow. You can find little things up there. Yeah. to see where it is.
Well, we'll have to wait until
we took
it. Yeah, and it must be in the museum then that I got a thing of a picture of all the houses and the people's names that lived there.
Right.
So we should have looked at that.
Oh, well, we can still do it.
Yeah.
What was like the community life like? I mean, you know, if it was a town, I imagine none of you had a lot of extra energy. Sounds like everybody was working really hard.
Yeah.
Were there women who were at home with just with their kids hard there?
Mm-hmm.
That weren't working in the
housewives.
Yeah,
of course.
Yeah,
and the lady next to me, mm-hmm. she watched. My babysat my two girls,
okay.
so I could work.
Yes, so you worked the whole time.
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow, must have been exhausted.
Yeah,
yeah.
But we did a lot of things. We had potlucks.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
certain ones. We had about four or five couples,
mm-hmm.
and once a month we would go to their houses.
Nice.
And then we'd go out on sledding.
Went down the road, or would you go up the hills? Or?
We lived on the hill, so we just came out and sledded down that way. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And then they had a little ski tow that Linda, my daughter, mm-hmm. she was just little like this, and mm-hmm. she'd go up on that ski thing, come down like a little bunny.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
So, and we had bowling. We had bowling teams.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
The men had their teams and the women their teams. I think we were named the Gold Diggers.
Oh, okay.
Something like that.
The Gold Diggers. That's cute.
Yeah.
So were you good, your team?
Oh, was I good at bowling?
Were you good at bowling?
Not good and not bad.
Okay.
Maybe in between.
That's great.
And you had dances too, didn't you? There some dances down there?
Oh, well, New Year's Eve.
Oh my gosh. Where would you do that?
That was quite a ball.
Tell me.
In the rec hall.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It was really nice.
Yeah.
Everybody dress up, formals.
Really?
Yeah.
So people have formals up here.
Well, we got them.
These beautiful dresses as a child I used to play
in.
One was all gold here.
Oh my goodness.
Netting down here. Remember that one?
Oh, I remember that.
Beautiful.
And then they had there was a lady that started a little clothing store in right by where the post office is.
Oh my gosh.
And had a little fashion show.
Oh,
I was one of the ladies in the fashion show.
Nice.
But just things like that.
And Mother, there was a boxing. Sometimes dad boxed down there.
Oh my gosh.
That was the night that they had the fashion show, and then that was a little something extra, yeah.
So they had a fashion show and then a boxing match.
Yeah.
Yeah. Women had to have their part.
That's colon. Yeah, Jack, my husband, boxed.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So just fun things like that. And
then
sometimes the ladies got together and made little sewing things, crafts.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Always kept busy.
Oh, I can imagine. Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, and it was that era where everybody worked their fingers to the bone, you know?
Yeah. I guess.
And then the TV came here.
Oh.
TV.
When they finally did get TV here, and it wasn't all that good, but it wasn't that bad either, was down in the rec hall, and it was when Elvis Presley came on the first time with
Ed
Sullivan show.
Oh, my gosh.
And we all went down to watch that.
And what did people think?
Oh,
did they love it or were they horrified?
No, they loved it.
Oh, yeah. Excellent. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's amazing.
The miners were a rough crew.
I wondered.
That they worked hard. They partied hard.
Oh, yeah.
They drank after, right, Mother? There was a lot of drinking.
Yeah. Oh, the miners, yeah.
And they were friends. But you know what? If somebody got too close to you in the bathroom, there was a big brawl in the bathroom. They beat each other up. And then the next day they go, "Hi, Jim. Good morning." Black eyes.
Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. Was it alarming sometimes or scary even to be a, you know, pretty young woman or just young woman
I
here?
I was just in love with my husband.
Yeah.
And I was just happy as could be.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
I loved it. I got up in the morning when we lived at Lucerne. We had a big wood stove. I built a fire and cooked breakfast for Jack. All these eggs and bacon and things. Try to get him out of bed. He was a sleepyhead. And by the time he got out, the bus was ready to go.
Right.
So he was putting on his clothes, running for the bus, and left the breakfast.
Oh, no. And so then he would go up at a different time from you.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Go up on a truck or a bus?
You weren't working.
Wait. I wasn't working down when you lived in Lucerne.
Oh, right. You were having kids and working hard there. Mm-hmm. Right. Oh, my gosh.
And then I was born when we lived up here.
Okay.
Yeah.
So were there, there were a lot of people down in Lucerne?
Oh, yeah. They had all kind of little cabins.
Oh, wow. So they just had two little towns.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
They had a little beer parlor down there. Yeah, and then guys could come down there and drink beer.
Right.
But there was no, they had to send out for their whiskey or whatever.
Wow.
But they did, and then they do get wild.
Wow.
Those miners.
Wow.
But they had a place.
Men.
Yeah.
They had a place in the back of the rec hall where they played gambling 4, 5, 6 mm-hmm. was the name of the game.
Mm-hmm.
And those guys would go down there and some of them lose all their money, their paycheck.
God.
But our money was tin. They call it tin.
Yeah.
And you could make a draw of $5, these little tin coins.
Oh, so it was kind of like company money.
Yes.
Oh, mm-hmm. Interesting.
Yeah.
So is that how you were paid?
No, I don't. This I think we got the checks,
Okay.
But that was just if you needed to draw on your check.
Okay.
Like a lot of the miners, the guys, gamblers, they'd go, you know, a little bit before.
Right. Do they have to pay interest then?
No.
Oh,
no interest.
Nice. Mom did tell me this morning that she did not feel isolated from
the outside world.
From the outside world in the fact of stores or hungering for things like that. Well, her family was here, which was lucky.
Right.
Her parents and her sisters.
Right.
But she did feel isolated from all the bad things, meaning murder and
it was a relief not to have
all that theft and murder and, you know, crime because I wasn't here.
So it was pretty friendly, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah. You never heard of anything, you know, robbery from anything like that.
Right.
Or anybody hurting somebody or taking a little child.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was nice.
The only fear, she did say that was dangerous in the mine. So, you know, you worried about the men. And my father, one of his jobs was if somebody was killed in the mine, that there were a couple people appointed to.
Well, they were assigned to those jobs, Jack and Bill Franklin, and they'd have to help get them out of the mine.
Oh, my God.
But they were working at the time, but whenever you heard a bell ring, you knew that somebody in the mine was hurt.
Oh my! And then all the families.
Then you had to. Oh. Yeah, that was, you know, nerve wracking.
Okay. Yeah.
Somebody got sick. My dad had a little boat, and Dad took him down that Lake Chelan at night.
Yeah, we had a boat.
Had ascites or something. You figure at nighttime with a light on to the hospital.
And that would take a long time.
A long time. So I mean, that was
wow.
You had to be rugged to live here.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And then just flying us back in. My mom said the seaplane, when they flew me back in, it was January. The plane wouldn't want to land. It just kept blowing out. And then they
have to taxi back in.
Oh, my gosh.
We had a trained medic, like here, but no hospital.
Right.
So it was, we were at God's mercy of the Lord.
Exactly.
Which is where we are always.
Yeah, right.
But still, it was pretty rural.
Wow, yeah.
But I loved it. I hated to leave.
I wondered about that.
Yeah.
So did they just come to you once and say, one day and say,
well,
it's
as a matter
closing?
Of fact,
or?
We had no idea because we had just ordered from out down in Chelan a new breakfast table and chairs.
Yeah.
And they just delivered it and wasn't that week that they posted that the mine was closed.
They posted it. That's how
they didn't even tell you in person?
No.
Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm.
No.
Was it just no more copper? Or?
Well, the copper was, it was too expensive for them to mine it. They could buy it cheaper. So it wasn't worth the mine.
Wow.
And that's all that was here. So you just walked out of your house and left whatever was there, or you had a truck brought in. And take what little you had out.
How long did they give you to leave?
Well, until the mine was, that was about a couple months that the mine was shutting down.
Wow.
But a lot of people right then just packed up. And
we came back once and we called it the ghost town because lots of houses just had personal everything in them. And the hospital, which was kind of like a little Medicare, we called the hospital, we got up on the table and there was all kind of medical things. We were playing like mm-hmm. we were the doctors, but everything was just still there.
Yeah.
Wow.
At that point.
A ghost town.
Oh, yeah.
Is what it was.
Right.
In the mess hall, all the dishes, everything was just left.
The bowling balls, just everything.
Well, I know things are still around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, some things.
Oh, that's kind of amazing. People really scattered, huh? I mean, oh, yeah. Your friends would yeah. have to.
Right.
Go all over yeah, and find jobs.
Yeah, I had one couple that lived across the street from me. That's they live in Omak now, and I still see them once in a while.
That's wonderful. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we went to California, which was a big transition from here, yeah. the Bay Area.
Oh, and, wow.
Because my father's sister lived there. At that time, then my mom had my other two sisters in Cal, you know, as her life went on. But life was not simple there. It was... It wasn't
a pleasant time in life.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This was our happiest years.
Well,
you know, the pressures of that, and then the dad was drinking.
Yeah.
You know, some stuff like that. So it was a tough time comparatively to this.
Right.
Yeah. Your life gets more involved in a place like that.
Just the traffic and the
I know.
The huge number of people and the Yeah.
It's interesting that you think that you have to be rugged, and that's true for a place like this and tough in the wilderness. However, sitting here thinking about that, you have to be pretty tough to live in that other environment.
Very,
because it's like waiting in line and getting along. And
Oh, yeah.
No comparison.
There's nowhere to go if you don't get along, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
So.
Wow. That's kind of.
So anyway, that was the end of Holden for me. Mm-hmm. Then we just come back on reunions.
Mm-hmm. So how long was it before you came back?
Well, they started having the family reunions pretty quick.
Mm-hmm. And up here?
Yes.
And that was before the whole...
That was just when they gave this place to here.
The Lutheran Church, right?
That they were graciously let us host those. So they were like every so many years.
Yeah.
Everybody would come and stay in the dorms.
Oh, that's so beautiful.
Yeah. So we always did that, but we never came back in the winter.
Right.
I'm going to say came back about four times in the summer or so.
Yeah, I think so.
Wow. So what year was it that you left here?
56.
56.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. What was it like being a kid here?
Well, the kids, I think they loved it. My brother, them used to get together and have little skis and go out on the roads. Yeah, there was a lot of stuff for them to do. They at the rec hall, too. And then they had movies once or twice a week.
And then they would go out on vacations every so often.
Or once a year.
Yeah? And where would you go?
We would take a month.
Mm-hmm.
Go out all year and then take 1 month.
Wow.
We used to go to Canada to see our friends.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
And rodeos.
We'd go to the rodeo in Ellensburg all the time.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
That was our fun thing.
Yeah. And did the unmarried minors do that too? Have a month off? Or
I don't think so. No.
Yeah.
No. They just did whatever they wanted.
Yeah, right.
But we just saved his vacation until... time to it all at once.
Right. And were there different shifts, I imagine, of mining, of the miners? Or did they just all go shift? All day?
No. There was three shifts.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
What was the shifts? Day?
Swing and graveyard.
And it was year-round? Just going in there?
Yeah.
Even when there are 500 inches of snow? Mm-hmm. And,
yeah.
Oh, it's imagine.
It was a hard job for those men.
Imagine. Yeah.
My sister's husband worked in there, too.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a really dangerous job. He was called a long holer.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the ones where they drill a hole and then put the dynamite in and move back and blast out the ore.
Oh, wow.
You know, and then work with that. So it was all dangerous.
Right. Were there a lot of accidents? I mean, did you hear that?
I remember actually only one man being killed in the mine.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a few accidents, but not fatalities.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, I think so.
Wow.
But then one time we had this, the shift was over and it was, they was coming down after, in the night. So it had to be the 11 o'clock guys coming down and they had to walk, you know, the road down, you know,
up
there. And he had left this man had left the showers up there. And a snowslide came, buried him.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness.
So they had guys up there looking all night.
Oh. They find him?
A little dog found him, you know.
Oh, my gosh.
That was terrible. Yeah, he'd finished his shift and was walking home.
No. Was there ever, you know, illnesses that went around to the whole town?
Not that I know of.
Oh, good.
No.
Yeah.
So that was a good thing.
Yeah. That is good.
And did the mine, I don't know, managers or whatever, did they kind of keep separate from the rest of the people?
No, actually, I think they were all pretty, would mingle right in. Like yeah. all the parties that, or the New Year's thing, they would be right in there dancing and having a good time too. No, they did.
Yeah.
It was, and the wives would come down to the fountain, you know.
Right.
And they were very friendly.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's nice. What are some of your memories, Lana? I mean, you were small. You left that spot. Small.
There's not a lot. I do remember going to work with my mother once and walking along. She told us to kind of not be loud because of the snow, maybe avalanche thing. I remember that.
Wow.
You know, that's scary. But I went to work with her one time, and then up above the hotel, you know, I stayed up there sometimes just for a little while while you were working downstairs. There must have been a little place above the dining room.
Yes, there was.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So I remember playing up there.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing I remember, and it's so weird what kids remember, is along the banks, we had pansies.
Mm.
And I always remembered, I always thought of them, that they had a little face.
Oh, they do.
Yeah. And that they were almost, and I would say hello, like, to them because I thought they were little dolls, or, you know.
Yeah.
And it's so interesting. So when I grew up, I've always had it. Endearment for that, because I guess like here, pansies are so delicate, but yet they survive the winter.
Yeah,
you know, I love that about that flower. And I realize that how the scripture says that he speaks to us through nature, and that those little flowers were talking to me because it was God saying.
Yeah. And you still buy a lot of pansies.
Yeah, I love them, and so that's why I remember.
I love pansies.
The pansies,
they're so pretty.
You know,
yeah.
that they truly was. It's God's spirit talking through the flowers, like his creation.
Yeah.
So I remember that. I do know this though. That one time, my one sister Linda, the Henri type. we were playing, and somehow we had some cement stairs in our house, and I toppled down them, and so my mom, took me to get stitches somewhere. So we had that kind of Medicare.
Right.
She took me down to the first aid, whatever. Those are interesting things. Those are a few things I remember.
And the company always at Christmas time, they would come along and drop a turkey off at everybody's house.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
And my father and I do remember getting the Penny's catalog. And we were going to get Mom a faux fur coat.
Mm-hmm.
It was so exciting. We ordered that. So I do remember that.
Oh,
as the two of us doing that.
Things I think stick out in your mind.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. That's beautiful.
And I do remember my dad taking us to bed on his back, like down the bedroom. Woo, woo, woo. And then I do remember, like, after an argument, going in his bedroom and seeing the black eyes.
Oh.
Like, my mom would say, your dad's in there. And I go in,
That was the New Year's Eve.
So I remember that.
So there were a lot of these sprawls, huh? Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
They were.
Oh, my husband was a fighter. He said he'd rather fight than eat. You know, that kind of guy.
Oh,
really.
My gosh.
And he used to fight the bigger guys, taller than him.
Yeah.
He was 5'7".
I don't know why.
Well, that's so interesting.
Part of it was just bards. Part of it, I think he had a temper. But my dad was a really good father.
Yeah.
Loving. I have to say, he loved us kids.
Mm.
But boy.
He did. He was a good dad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A hard worker. My mother and father, hard workers. All of us girls, the four of us, every job we've had, we don't get laid off. We have that work ethic.
You have that ethic, All right. Well, how about, were there churchgoers, and did you have any
Every Sunday.
Was there a church?
Mm-hmm. Like,
really?
Yeah. Okay. In the rec hall.
Okay. Yeah.
And really, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
That one little couple that lived in our apartment upstairs, he was a preacher.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
And did most people go, would you say?
I don't know how many went. But they had services.
Wow. And it was kind of like non-denominational.
Yeah, right.
Wow. So was your family, did they stay here the whole time too? Your family of origin? Did they live here until the mine closed also?
My sister and her husband moved out just before the notice for that. My mom and dad had moved out.
Would if you were done at the mine, you know, if you couldn't mine anymore or didn't want to, and were retired or whatever, would you have to leave or could you stay here?
Here, no, you couldn't stay.
Oh, wow. So yep. They, wow.
You couldn't stay here. They said, get out.
Well, yeah.
We need your house.
Right.
Wow, that's mm-hmm. that's
because the too. Houses was on Forest Service property.
Right.
And they all went back to nature, you know, I guess.
They tore them down.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm so glad they...
They maybe tore them down because of fire, maybe, huh, or something.
I don't know. Maybe they, you know, because they were doing upkeep with the lodges.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, people aren't living there. Things go back, don't they? Mm-hmm. I remember when I was here in 1982, one of the jobs we had was taking apart houses at Lucerne or buildings. I don't know if
they were still. Oh, is that right?
Yeah, we just went down there because I was a maverick, which is, you know, the group of people here that do everything that, you know, is physical that nobody else wants to do.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great bonding thing. But yeah, we would, you know, go down there every day on the bus until they were gone.
Did they tear all of those down?
Well,
on the Rensselaer Sound? And Oscar Getty owned that other property next to it.
Oh, no, I don't
yeah,
know.
He and Mona, they had a little post office there.
Oh, yeah.
And they had a son and a daughter, and that was their property.
Wow. Yeah.
So he had little cabins over there, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, maybe. I mean, it wasn't a lot, so most of them had been
and then Lucerne,
taken down a long
we
time
We were right
before.
Side by each.
Right.
But then I bet those are the... And remember the Forest Service house?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That was, I'm sure it's still there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, probably. I didn't notice when I was...
Did you rent your house in Lucerne then? You mm-hmm. obviously just rented that little house in
Lucerne. Oh, yeah. They were just little cracker boxes.
Okay, yeah.
Well, lucky to get that.
Up Lake Donkey, there was a fellow, and he had a love relationship that went bad, so he went up there and left. It was a hermit. He wrote a book.
No, really?
I'm sure you must have read
it. Well, I think I've heard of it,
but
I've forgotten.
My mom knew him. What was his name? Can you remember? But we went up to see him
I
once.
Probably can.
But you know what? He never
Gordon Stewart.
Gordon Stewart.
Was his name.
He never came out. Do you know
how did he live?
A plane used to deliver.
Yeah.
I went to see him once, but a plane would bring him supplies. And when he got really old and feeble, he had a young woman, because we had went up there hiking, who was kind of a caretaker, you know, to help.
To care.
Him. Yeah, well, like an assisted angel.
Because he was
person.
Old then.
Mm-hmm. And I think he died there.
Oh, he did.
But he
And
there.
I think he left all of his money and everything to that girl.
Well, he must have had some money to be a hermit.
Oh, yeah.
He rented a little cabin that was up there. Was that his that he rented, a little cabin?
Oh, he built those little cabins across the creek, and he rented those out.
Mm-hmm.
But his little house was up on a rock there where he lived all his years.
So my mom's
He has a book out now. I'm sure it's probably...
I think, I've heard of him. I've seen the book.
So he rented, this is a funny one, my mom's honeymoon with my dad. They went up there to Donkey Lake. They rented a cabin, and her parents went with them. And she said that they had, like, a sheet or something.
Well,
or,
it was just like that. Then they were sectioned.
You were in the same room?
Oh, yes, yes.
And they had, like, a section on the
sheet. You're not
going to
put that in there.
The sheet, didn't you have, like, a sheet or something?
Well, it was just a cloth thing. That
Between the bedrooms. Oh, mercy.
Well, when you're 19 years old, you don't know any better.
Well, of course not.
You know, and you don't care.
Right, right. Oh, that's amazing. So what was Honeymoon Heights here? And what
Oh,
what
that was
that?
Before us.
Oh, before
It was
you.
Way, way up. On
yeah.
The
what was that, Honeymoon Heights?
That was where the people lived to begin with.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
And then Honeymoon, so were they couples then? Married couples.
The families.
Yeah, I remember, John Bly was one of them. He was one of the high officials here. Yeah, Honeymoon Heights. I've only seen a few little snaps of that.
Right, right. Yeah. I always wondered what, you know.
They had a naughty spot up there called something, too, that was like.
A naughty, well, the naughty.
It wasn't naughty for the miners. They liked it.
Yeah, ooh la la.
Yeah, right.
And what did they call it? Pecker's Point?
Well,
you didn't put that in there, are you?
No.
No, well, that's what the name of it was. And the guys used to.
My dad spoke here at Cognia once, and they asked him all those questions, and it's on a tape in there somewhere. But
oh, my gosh.
Well, you know,
the guys used to walk up there, hike up. I guess.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, never.
Well, know. Well, you wasn't going to say that word?
I wasn't. But, you know.
Well, I'll tell you. So what about when the sun would finally peek over? You know, they have a day here called Sun Over Buckskin, and they celebrate it because finally there's some direct sunshine. Do you remember that?
Somebody. No, I don't remember that. But I heard somebody.
Did it feel dark?
Did you wait for the sun? Was it a big wow when the sun finally came after winter?
Well, oh, yes, of course. After winter, it was. Yeah.
But did you enjoy one season more than another?
No, I just enjoyed living here the whole time. Mm-hmm. I was very, very happy.
Nice. Well, this has been just wonderful. I'm just so excited. And Lana, you're a good question asker. Mm-hmm. That's very helpful.
She is.
It's very
helpful. Yeah.
Oh, no, it's wonderful. It's wonderful. Okay, so.
Wonderful.
This was Betty Fry. Do I have that right?
Yes.
And Lana Hjorten, right? And I'm Linda Breitag. And here we are at Holden Village. Mm-hmm. And I'm so glad you guys came back and that I just happened to talk to you on the boat.
Yeah, which is meant to be.
I think so.
God's plan for us three ladies. You're a really special person.
Oh, well, likewise. And it's just amazing.
Thanks for joining us. Be sure to view the links in the description for more information or visit our website to find out more about the village. We hope you will make a pilgrimage to Holden. Blessings and peace to you.